Hello friends, it's your friend CA Rahul over here. First of all, thank you for listening to this podcast and supporting by sharing to your friends and colleagues. I'll skip my own introduction and directly start discussing about the topic of today. If you are listening, that means you are really keen in understanding the market and basic concept of it. Before moving forward, I'll just look back to you to the history of stock market. I have divided this history in two phases, before 1990 and after 1990, that is pre-1990 and post-1990. It is really important for us to understand pre-1990 as there were not much rules and regulation laid down before 1990. For instance, if you ask your father or forefather that why they don't invest in stock market before 20 years or 25-30 years, they'll simply say the stock market was a gambling. Why they said this? There may be a reason behind it. Even I agree with their statement. There are plenty of reasons. First, there was a broker's monopoly pre-1990. There were some few brokers in the market and they were charging a huge amount of brokerage and some taking undue advantage from the market. There were scams like Ketan Parekh, Harshad Mehta. Yes, if anyone want to know about this scam and how they did it, they can directly WhatsApp me. I'll just make them understand through WhatsApp also. Even pre-1990, there were only physical share certificates from which we can transfer our shares, which were also a hurdle because it can be damaged by fire, water, or maybe stolen also. One more big reason pre-1990 was, if you want to buy a stock, you can only buy a stock in multiples of 100. That is, people who have low amount of fund, they can't buy a stock with 10 quantity, 20 quantity. They have to buy 100 units of it, that is 100 quantity, and sell in a multiple of 100. So this was the reason in pre-1990 there was not much retail investment from the people in general. So what happened after 1990, that we'll just see it. In 1992 there was an introduction of SEBI. What is SEBI? SEBI is a Security Exchange Board of India. It laid down many laws and regulations that strengthened the market. And now we are living in a digitalized world of stock market where just in few seconds our transaction has been completed, that is our buying and selling can be done within few seconds also. So still, why we are lacking or why we are not investing in stock? I think there might be a reason of a risk. Yeah, I'll elaborate this risk from the point of view of a retail investor. Just give you a basic data of a developed country. In developed countries, 40% of people invest in stock market as compared to India, where only 2% people invest in stock market. Now, why is such a huge gap between these two countries? There is a gap of awareness, not of a risk, because risk involves in every instrument we invest, such as just take an example of an FD. If we invest of sum of amount in FD, there is also a risk in FD. I'll talk about the growth of FD. If we invest in FD, the interest rate of FD is 8%. So for example, if we invest 100 rupees today, it will be 108 rupees in next year, that is 1 year after. At present, the inflation of India is at 6%. What is inflation? In Hindi, the term inflation means a mehngai dar. Mehngai dar India ka abhi 6% hai. So, jo cheeze aaj 100 rupaye ko mil rahi hai, वही अगले साल 106 रुपए को मिलेगी और ये वर्ष प्रतिवर्ष बढ़ते ही रहेगा. सो इफ़ यू आर इन अ कैटेगरी ऑफ 20% टैक्स स्लैब, you're getting only 6% return from the FD, and versus inflation, it has nullified the inflation rate. So at the end of the day, you're just getting 0% return after 1 year also in FD. So still, why people choose FD? It's basically because of security reason. In FD, we are not tend to lose our money what we have invested. But looking at a present scenario with the example of a Yes Bank and few more banks which are in a lineup with the Yes Bank to liquidate themselves. So other instruments are gold. Gold prices have already hiked, and in recession time gold prices always rise. I'll discuss this in upcoming podcast. So the other instrument is real estate. In real estate, we need a huge amount of capital to invest. So we left with the stock market. So I'll just give an example of stock market. Suppose 30 years back, that is in 1980, if someone have invested 1 lakh rupees in a stock of a Wipro company, today the value of that 1 lakh rupees would have turned into 600 crores of rupees. Few may be wondering that it's a fake statement. No, I have shared a link in this podcast about Economic Times article that have been published. Forgot about 1 lakh rupees because in 30 years back, how many people have 1 lakh rupees with them? I'll just talk about 100 rupees. Maybe 100 rupees have been there with the people 30 years back. So that 100 rupees would have turned into 6 crores today. Not even 100 rupees, everyone would have 10 rupees 30 years back. So today the value of 10 rupees would have been 60 lakh rupees. So now you must be wondering, I'm just talking about one stock. No, it's not about one stock. There are plenty and hundreds of stock in a stock market today that have given such a huge returns, such as Infosys, Bajaj, Hero Honda, TCS, Jockey, MRF, Aisha Motor, GSK, Page Industry, and so on and so on. If you want me to give a list of these stocks that have given such a huge return in past 20-30 years, I can provide with that also. Still, we are lacking in investment in stock market. I told you before, it's just because of a risk. Now, what is a risk factor for us? Risk factor for us is just a fixed return per year. We try to just tell ourselves that we need a fixed return. Even in past 5 to 6 years, I've been into advisory and portfolio management. People still ask me that how much yearly return would I get if I invest in a stock market today. So my simple answer to them is, you can get a 0% return, you can get a negative return, and you can also get a 1000% return a year. Because stock market is not a risky instrument. Stock market is a volatile instrument. You must not confuse yourself with a risk and volatile. मार्केट में उतार चढ़ाव होता है, वो मार्केट का एक नेचर है. इससे ये नहीं साबित हो सकता कि मार्केट रिस्की है. इफ़ यू हैव इन्वेस्टेड एट द राइट टाइम, देयर इज प्लेंटी ऑफ अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड प्रोबेबिलिटी दैट स्टॉक विल राइज एंड यू विल गेट 1000% रिटर्न्स ऑल्सो. और इफ एनीवन टेल्स यू, एनी एडवाइजरी फर्म और फंड मैनेजर दैट विल प्रोवाइड यू 12% return, 20% return, just you are getting fooled from them, because no one, no expert, any fund manager who have plenty of knowledge can give you a fixed return from a stock market, because it is not a nature of a market to give anything fixed. It is a volatility and it will continue its nature of a volatility. So it's now very easy for you to identify a fake advisor. For this, I'll just share with you in my next podcast how market work, what is NSC, what is BSC. You always listen in news that market go up by 4%, market gone down by 10%. So what is that market? How it is calculated in terms of percentage? I'll be sharing in this in next podcast. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share with your friends and stay updated for the next podcast, because I'll share the practical approach of investment, how stock market works, how stocks are listed, what is IPO, is this a right time to invest in stock market, how do I need to start with the trading as a career. This will be discussed in the upcoming podcast. Stay tuned for it. Thank you for listening. Bye.